is the great turning point in adult life and in every relationship. You must make a clear, unequivocal, 100% decision that this is the one for you and that you are going to throw your whole heart into making this relationship successful. When you make a total commitment, you never consider the possibility of separating or going your own way. This is simply not an option. You make a total commitment to get into the relationship wholeheartedly. In fact, if you cannot make a total commitment to the relationship, you probably shouldn't get into it in the first place. You can use the best friend test to measure the level of your commitment. This simply means that the other person should be your best friend. There should be no one else in the world with whom you are more open, honest, and trusting than with this person. When you have problems or disagreements, you resolve in advance that you will confront them, deal with them, and work them out, no matter how long it takes or how difficult it may be. You make a total commitment and you do not budge from that commitment. The good news is that it is only when you are totally committed to a single person in a relationship that you feel totally liberated and free. When you are in a totally committed relationship, all of your positive energies can then be expressed constructively in making your family and your work truly enjoyable and satisfying. Making a complete commitment is the starting point of staying in love forever. Number 2, communicate openly and honestly. A good relationship is characterized by open and honest communication between the two people. Fortunately, you can learn how to be a great communicator by practicing telling the other person exactly how you are thinking and feeling on a regular and ongoing basis. Refuse to hold anything back. Refuse to gunny sack or to repress your natural spontaneity. If you have a concern, a problem, question, or anything else, be open and honest and clear about it with the other person. In any relationship, because the two people are different in so many ways, there will always be misunderstandings and miscommunications. Your job, however, is to clear these up the way you would clear the kitchen after every meal on an ongoing basis. Never let them accumulate and build up. One key to open and honest communications is for you to never expect the other person to read your mind. It's just not fair to expect him or her to just know what it is you are thinking and feeling. This is simply not possible for other people, especially since your thinking and feeling is changing with every new event or stimulus in your environment. Be sure to tell the other person what you expect and what you're concerned about. Never have any secrets from the other person. Never keep the other person guessing or wondering about what is really going on in your mind. This can lead to all kinds of misunderstandings. When you communicate, pick your timing carefully. Timing can be everything in making yourself heard and getting your point across. Wait until the other person is in a position where he or she can fully listen and understand what you are saying, rather than jumping or dumping on him or her at the end of a busy day or in the midst of a lot of activity or confusion. Timing is very important. If you're unhappy for any reason, instead of expressing your concerns as an attack, instead you should say something like, "You know, when you do such and such a thing, I feel such and such a way." For example, you could say, "You know, when you come home late without calling, I feel that you don't really care about the inconvenience that it causes me." When you offer your concern as a personal observation and explain how you feel about it, you'll be absolutely amazed at how quickly the other person will respond positively to change his or her behavior to make sure that you're happy. One of the keys to staying in love forever is always to be open and honest and express yourself and your concerns in a positive and constructive way. Always deal with issues as they come.